Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing in the third parak of Maseches Trumos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Gimel Mishnah Vav and Parak Gimel Mishnah Zayin. Both of the Mishnahs that we're going to be learning today are going to be discussing the order in which one's supposed to bring the Bikurim, the Truma, the Maaser Rishon, and so on. Generally speaking, the first thing that person does when he has all of his crops is he brings Bikurim, which literally means the first fruits. You bring them to Yerushalayim. The second thing that a person does after bringing Bikurim is you separate Truma Gedola. That's the Truma that we give to the Kohen. The next thing that a person does is give Maaser Rishon, which is what a person gives to the Levi. And the fourth thing that a person does, depending on the year, is he either gives Maaser Ani or he gives Maaser Sheni. He either gives a Maaser to the poor people or he brings the crop to Yerushalayim or redeems it and brings the money to Yerushalayim and eats it in Yerushalayim. The question of our Mishnah, the one Parak Gimel Mishnah Vav, is what if a person does this out of order, brings Truma before Bikurim, and so on and so forth. Says the Mishnah, Hamakdim Truma La Bikurim. If a person separates Truma before bringing the Bikurim to Yerushalayim, or Maaser Rishon the Truma, or separates the Maaser Rishon for the Levi before separating the Truma, or Maaser Sheni L'Rishon, a person brings the Maaser Sheni before separating Maaser Rishon to the Levi. Afal Pisha, who over below Sasa, even though he violated an Isser, a prohibition in the Torah, by doing this out of order, Masha Oso Osoi, what's done is done, and the separation that he did is valid, even if it's done out of order. He did the wrong thing, he did an Avera, but the separation still works. Shnemar Meleoscha V'dimacha Lo Sacher Pasuk. In a Sefer Shemos, Mileascha refers to the Bikurim, Dimacha refers to the Truma, because the Dimacha really refers to like a Dima, like a tear, refers to a liquid. Truma can be a liquid. It can be, like we learned earlier, it could be wine, it could be oil, and so on. But Bikurim can only be fruits, it can't be liquid. So that's the Pasuk in Sefer Shemos. And it says, Lo Sacher, you can't delay them, you can't do them out of order. The Pasuk's clear that you should do it in order, the Bikurim, the Truma Gedola, the Maaser Rishon, and then the Maaser Sheni or Maaser Ani. But if you do them out of order, the Mishnah nonetheless says that the separation is valid. What you did still works. Continuing now with Parak Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. It says the Mishnah, Uminayin sh'yikdimu ha-bikurim la-truma. From where do we know that the Bikurim is meant to come before the Truma? We assumed that in the previous Mishnah, but how do we know that to be true? It says the Mishnah, Zekaroi Truma Veracious. Vizakaroi Truma Veracious. Both of them in the Torah are called Truma, and both of them are called Veracious, the first ones. So if they're both called Truma and they're both called Veracious, then how do we know which is supposed to be first, the Bikurim or the Truma? So it says the Mishnah Eli Yikdemu Bikurim. We know that you have to bring the Bikurim first, Shehein Bikurim Lakol, because the word Bikurim inherently means the first fruits, the first ones, and therefore they're the first ones. Obviously, they're brought before Truma. Utruma L'Rishon, and how do we know that Truma is brought before Maaser Rishon? Shehi Reishis, because the Torah refers to Truma as Reishis, as the first also. So if it's the first, then obviously Truma is going to come before Maaser Rishon, which goes to the Levi. And then the Mishnah concludes, Maaser Rishon L'Sheni. And how do we know that Maaser Rishon, the gift given to the Levi, comes before Maaser Sheni, which is brought to Yerushalayim? It says the Mishnah, Sheyesh Bo Reishis, because in Maaser Rishon, which we give to the Levi, has Reishis, which again refers to the Truma. How's there Truma in Maaser Rishon? So we know that after the Maaser Rishon is separated for the Levi, there's still Trumas Maaser. There's still a Truma that has to be separated from the Maaser Rishon. So because there's Truma within the Maaser Rishon, there's a Reishis. Again, the word Reishis is what's referred to in the Torah as Truma, because there's Trumas Maaser, there's Truma, there's Reishis within the Maaser Rishon, we know that Maaser Rishon comes before Meiser Sheni. Quick review, Perek Gil, Mishnah Vav taught us that even though one should generally bring the Bikurim and then the Truma Gedolah and the Meiser Rishon and the Meiser Sheni or Meiser Ani, if one does it out of order, it still works. Separations are still valid, even though one did an Avera and transgressed a Pasuk in the Torah. And then Perek Gil, Mishnah Zion taught us how we know that Bikurim is brought first, because the word Bikurim means the first fruits, and obviously that means that it's brought before anything else, before the Truma. How do we know then that Truma comes before Maaser Rishon? Because in the Torah, Truma is referred to as Rishis, which means first. So obviously, Truma comes before Maaser Rishon. And then how do we know that Maaser Rishon is brought before Maaser Sheni? And the Mishnah says, because within a Maaser Rishon is Truma, which again is referred to as Rishis, and therefore it's certainly brought before Maaser Sheni. Have a great day.